This is TwinFluence Talks. We're identical twins, business partners, best friends, and moms. This podcast will bring you deeper into our motherhood journeys, give you a behind-the-scenes look on what it's like running our business together, and provide spiritual practices and life lessons that we strongly believe in. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Liana.
And I'm Jackie. And this is TwinFluence Talks.
Welcome back to TwinFluence Talks. I'm really excited to be here with Liana today. We have a few fun topics that we wanted to talk to you guys about. We wanted to keep this podcast just really casual, really quick, really fun, and get to some topics that you guys ask us often about on Instagram. So I wanted to start with just honestly, potty training. I know that we're both really in the thick of it right now, Liana. I'm actually at the end of the journey with potty training with Carter, but I wanted to just talk about it because so many people ask me about it on Instagram. How we potty train?
So I'm kids. I'm in shock about Carter being potty trained. I actually was visiting Jackie in Montreal last week for, I went in 24 hours for an event, and I was showering the night before the event, and all of a sudden Carter walks in while I'm in the shower. He goes, 1 minute, auntie. And he pees in the toilet.
Oh, I didn't know
flushes
that.
The toilet. Yeah, pees in the toilet, flushes the toilet, and walks out.
Yeah, because he doesn't even use the potty now. He actually uses the toilet.
I stood in the shower like, oh my God, me and Brandon have so much work to do, because Capri is like, the issue that we're having with Capri regarding potty training, it's like she's so smart. That's the issue. Okay. Like this kid is so, no, she's so smart. So like at school, like she, even with like her educators at school, like they're like, she knows exactly what she needs to do, but she just like doesn't want to do it. Like,
well, she's stubborn. She's sassy.
So like, we'll be at a restaurant. She'll be like, I have to pee. I want to use the toilet. I'm like, okay, then we'll go. And she'll just like sit there and keep me waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And she won't pee. Then we go back to the table and she's like, I want to go pee again. And it's like, she knows that she's like, doesn't, but she's pee, like she, but then she still pees in her diaper. Like
she, but just, she still wear a diaper all the time.
Yes,
she's, oh, you haven't always switched her to underwear?
I tried underwear. Didn't work.
Why? Because she had,
she
accidents?
Doesn't go to the bathroom.
So, okay. So
like
I
she refuses.
Just,
and then
no,
she goes,
this is, it's we, interesting.
We
this
tried interesting. Something. Wait, I want to say this, but we tried something. People are like, oh, like it's so easy. It's like, I get this message on Instagram and I'm like, what are people talking about? Like, it's so easy. Just like do the smarty trick, like, or find something that's like a snack that like you'll only give her when she uses the potty, but she's so smart. So she'll go to the potty and she'll be like, I peed. And I'm like, I don't like CP. She's like, no, I did, mommy. I did, mommy.
She wants like
no,
a snack, or right, right. Yeah. Or she
it's
wants
just
to...
like she's just refusing to do it. Refusing.
See, so
refusing.
Okay. So I want to backtrack a bit, because I think what's important to talk about here is there's no right or wrong way to potty train your children. I think it's really about adapting to the child. We were told with Carter that we, you know, to do the, 24 hours, no diaper, and they run around the house. And we tried to do that. Like over the summer, we started the process and we got the potty, and we tried to do a few days, no underwear, let him run around the back all day, or no underwear, no potty. Like he was literally just like had nothing on, but it didn't really work that well for us. I felt like he sort of grasped like what the potty was and that he had to go to the bathroom on the potty, but I don't think he fully understood just like, I don't think he was really getting it.
I just feel
it.
Like Carter's easy. I feel like Carter's just the kind of kid, like, again, it's how every kid is different. It's like, I feel like, I thought Capri would be like this, like easy to train, I guess, if, how you want to say it. But
it depends.
Honestly,
it depends what, how you're doing it. Cause like I just said, with the system or the method that a lot of people talk about, which is just like, you know, having him run around with nothing on, that did not work for us. What really worked for us was doing like a bit of like a gentler approach and introducing the potty.
All of it.
But did you, but Liana, you got to just, what if you stay more consistent with it? Because for us,
we are,
you know how many accidents Carter's had? Do you know that he'll come home sometimes to this day, even still he has accidents. It happens from daycare and they'll literally hand me a bag.
Yeah, but he's gone.
It's so like he pooped in his
Capri
pants, you know?
Yeah. So Capri Kate. So one time in the past, like 3 months, she actually took like a number two on the potty. I don't know how.
That's great. That means you're going in the right direction.
But the thing that I'm realizing with Capri, so there's a few things. There's something called, I have to look it up. I mean, like, I want to make sure, because if people want to do it, the potty training, hold on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, where you do it for like 24 hours, no underwear.
It's not 24 hours. So the way that it works, hours. I've actually looked into this and read like a ton of the literature on it. So it's like, from what I understand, it's a 3 day.
Okay, so
it's like
three days.
Yeah, it's a 3 day potty training method. Apparently, it's like absolutely brutal and horrible. But at the end of it, it's like the same with sleep training.
Right.
At the end of the 3 days, your kid is potty trained. So me and Brandon have like planned, okay, we're going to do it this weekend. We're going to do it next weekend. And then we've like gone back and forth with like whether we should do it. And then a part of me is also like, like, I get, obviously we get DMs all the time, like with different people, like, you know, people have opinions on their experiences and we take everything with a grain of salt because we know that every kid is different. But I appreciate like all the advice that we get from people on Instagram. And I like seeing like what works for different people. It doesn't mean it'll work for everybody, but I just like seeing the variety in what people are doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I got the 3-day method idea from somebody on Instagram. And then I also from somebody else, first I was like, we're doing it. Like I'm doing the 3-day method. Like we plan on doing it. And then like an hour later, I opened another DM and it was like, I went back on Instagram and another message was like, I think that she'll just do it when she's ready and that you shouldn't force her. So then I was like, oh, so maybe we should like go with that. So like, we're kind of in the place now where it's like, okay, we're going to give this like a few, I feel like we're going to give it a few more months of like not trying to force her. And if in like a couple of months, like it's really not giving, then we're just going to go with the 3-day method. But that's just where we're at right now.
That's, I think, a really good plan. For us, it really, really came together in Florida. I'm going to share a story with you guys about something that
this
happened.
This is so embarrassing. I told her not to share this.
I hope Carter one day doesn't get upset that I'm sharing this because it's like,
this is mortifying.
But I think it's important for you guys to hear this and to hear because everyone's like, oh,
I wasn't
gosh,
there.
How did you do this? God. And it just, you know, it, like I said, it was a process with the potty training. There was a lot of
tell the
accidents.
Story because it's pretty.
I'm going to tell the story. But before I say it, I just want to say, like, it's a process and you have to keep at it. But I think for us too, we were, because I'm like pregnant again, we just wanted to make sure that he was no longer in diapers before the baby got here. But I will say he still wears diapers at night. So sometimes he'll wake up and, you know, he'll have some pee in his diaper. But other than that, he wears underwear.
Well, you want him to wake you up in the middle of the night to ask you
no,
to take
no,
a pee?
Of course not.
I'd
exactly.
rather, you know.
But the last step for us would really be like him like not wearing a diaper anymore at night. That would really solidify it. So anyway, let me tell you guys this story. So I feel like in Florida was when it really
I just want to
together.
Wait. I want to reference this by saying that me and Jackie were in Florida together. I left and Jackie called me. I wasn't in Florida anymore. She stayed after and she told me this and I was like absolutely mortified. So
yeah. So anyway, so let me tell you the story. So when we were in Florida, I feel like it really came together for him. I feel like he really started to really grasp the concept of it, of potty training, of going in the potty. And we were always really, really careful because we didn't put Carter in swim diapers and we were just always very on alert about the pool and making sure that, you know, he peed and pooped before he went in the pool. Cause we really never wanted to have a problem like that. Like it was our biggest nightmare to, like, you know, have him, let's say, poop in the pool or something like that. So we were very, very on top of it. And we always checked, we always asked him before he went in the pool, we would, while he's in the pool, hey, do you have to go to the bathroom? He'd come out to go to the bathroom, go back. And we were literally, it was like our last 3 days there with 4 days left. We were there for 3 weeks. Everybody was gone at this point. You weren't there anymore. And it was literally just me and Jordan with him at the pool. And Jordan goes into the water with him. And all of a sudden, Jordan just like comes over to me and says to me, like, so like, he basically tells me Carter just pooped in the pool. And it was actually funny because there was somebody I was speaking to a few weeks ago. She was like, your son's the one that pooped in the pool at the Tides. I was like, yes. She was like, I heard
that's
about
so
this.
Embarrassing.
I heard about the kid that pooped at the Tides. That was you. I was like, yeah, it was
that's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Jordan, immediately-
because there's no, because the way that it works is there's Brandon actually told me this. I don't think I realized this. So there's like two things. Like I came down one day, I shouldn't have done this with like, I had like a glass bottle with like, it was like a Perrier or whatever. And Brandon was like, you actually can't have like glass at the pool. He's like, if, and I knew this, but he's like, if God forbid, like glass breaks, they have to drain the whole pool. Or if like a kid shits, they have like in the pool, they have to drain the whole pool. And I was like, oh my God, like that's absolutely terrible. Like if that's horrible, like I'm never bringing glass down to the pool again. And like Capri will literally be in like a water diaper plus like a this diaper, like
yeah, swim
I just
diaper,
like,
yeah.
Like poo right before, like make sure she
but
doesn't
we did
have to
all
poo.
Of that, trust me, we still did all those things and it was going like, extremely well. Carter had not had one accident in the pool. It was perfect. No,
so
swim
wait,
diaper.
Were there people in the pool?
So yeah, so there were, yeah, so let me get to the story. So there were people in the pool and Jordan, the thing was, it wasn't like a huge piece, it was like a couple little pieces. And Jordan definitely, like, he could have gotten away with not saying anything, which obviously was not the right thing to do. We did,
are you
the
crazy
right thing,
you can't do
which
that
was,
that's,
I know,
like,
but that's how
disgusting.
Small the poop
and people
was,
doesn't matter.
And I'm, no, I'm just telling you though, we did say something. That was the right thing to do, was say something, but like it was a small amount. It wasn't like,
I don't know if anybody's listening
massive,
to this and your kid has pooped in a pool, like,
no,
you
but when
tell
you picture
somebody.
It you're like, oh my God, it's like this it wasn't like massive amounts.
No,
it was,
I know,
like,
hello,
little,
I get
tiny
it.
Pieces, like it,
pieces,
I was like,
plural,
that's it. There was like
plural?
Two, like, little rabbit, like
pieces, plural.
like little nothing, like fingernails, like two pieces. And I looked and I was like, that's it. Are you sure, Jordan? I was like, are you sure, Jordan's like, I'm telling you,
that's like, I can't.
Anyway, so Jordan right away went and he told the people that worked at the pool, and immediately
were they livid?
The people that were in the pool, and I just saw like everybody.
How many people? Wait, hold on.
There was like five or six people in the pool, and they just started slowly moving out of the pool. And
slowly?
I was like, oh, God.
I don't believe that.
They just started. They did. They just walked out of the
pool. They ran out of that
pool. No, they got out of the pool.
They ran.
They got out of the pool.
They ran. Okay,
and
wait. And what?
Wait, but it gets worse.
No, slow down. The people who were working at the resort, yeah. I mean, sorry, at the Tides.
Yeah. They were so nice. It clearly has like happened before because they knew exactly what to do. There was a protocol.
Or they're just happy because like they get the day off now because they have to drain the pool and no one's working.
Well,
anymore.
No, they didn't have to drain the pool. So what they ended up doing, yeah, they didn't drain the pool, which was shocking. We thought that's what they were going to have to do. Also, first thing they did was it was like a crime scene and they put yellow tape all like, do not enter. And people were like, what's going on? What's going on? And then everyone was gossiping at the pool. Who's this kid that shat in the pool?
I would have been like, who's
shat in the pool?
If I was you, I'm just telling you, if I was you, I would have been like, who did this? This is terrible.
No, no, trust me.
Situations
there were
like
people
that,
at
like
the pool
like,
that were so. That
whose
were saying,
kid is that?
Kid,
you know,
who
and
does
it's like
this?
My
who's,
kid.
who's so uncivilized that their child? And we were so embarrassed.
Right.
We were so upset because Carter had been doing so well with the potty training. We'd asked him multiple times before and after if he had to go. And anyway, so they put the tape around and they didn't drain the pool. They just ended up having to put chemicals in it, and they had to, and you couldn't swim in the pool the rest of the day. Okay,
it's like
so
Law and Order,
there was
like
a day that the
poop
pool
unit.
Was yeah. There was a day that the pool was closed at the Tides. Like that was like one day and we were the cause. But on the other end of it, what I want to explain in regards to Carter was that Carter knew that he had done something that he shouldn't have done. And he immediately, Jordan took him out of the pool. And Carter, I think it was honestly, to
be
honest,
sad.
A little,
that makes me
it was,
sad.
I think it was a little traumatic for him, but it was also the final step in him being potty trained. Like for like really getting it. And like, it was like since then he's barely had any accidents.
So wait, he wasn't wearing a water diaper?
No, we didn't have him in swim diaper. We didn't have him in a swim,
sorry,
diaper,
swim diaper
the
whatever.
Whole time because he's pretty much potty trained and he was doing
yeah,
really
but
well.
That's
and,
like, that's if you, that's, I don't understand. See, that's
okay,
where
it's
like
too late now. The damage is done.
But
it,
when we're going to Florida, when we're going, we're Jackie
yeah,
and
they're
going
wearing
Florida,
swim diapers.
This might
time.
Be released. Yeah, this podcast might be released after Florida. So whenever, but we will be
or
in
maybe
Florida.
While we're in Florida, it'll be released.
But either way, I'm not watching your child at the pool or in the pool if he's not wearing a swim diaper. I'm telling
you,
you know,
he's
right
going
to
wear a swim diaper for sure. But, and especially because I'm pregnant and stuff, it'll just be easier for me to have him. And when I don't have Jordan with me monitoring everything. But anyway, but Carter, I want to finish this. Carter knew he did something wrong and he came out of the pool and he kept saying, I want to go back in the pool. And Jordan was like, you can't go back in the pool. Why? I pooped in the pool. I pooped in the pool. He started like saying it. He even said it to you guys later. I pooped in the pool. Like he knew.
But the tide. Yes. But the tide had, yeah, he did. But the tide
has. He started like immediately, like, he just cried. Like he just started bawling and
that's so sad.
Like he was crying and crying and crying. I think he felt really embarrassed. And then it was really weird because it was early in the morning. It was like 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning. You know, us, we're early birds. And he had just woken up. It was nowhere near time for him to nap or anything.
Oh my God.
And
sorry. Then, when you said us being early birds, I was like, me and you.
No, you know, like me and Jordan were such early birds. You know how we are. It's
you
like 6 a.m. and I'm like, let's go. But anyway, he cried. And then all of a sudden, he just like curled up into Jordan's arms and fell asleep for like 2 hours. And I knew I was
and
like,
and then
something...
he never pooed again.
And then he never had an accident again. No. And then now since then, he's barely had any accidents. And that was like, people are like, how did you do it? How did he get potty trained? I'm like, a gentle approach, but he also pooped in the pool and realized he shouldn't have. And the combination of both, he was potty trained. But
that's
I didn't
crazy.
Want to share this on Instagram because I feel like so much
then
more
you're
comfortable.
You're going to have Karen's
here.
Like, or Suzanne's like,
no,
how
and I also feel
you?
So much more comfortable sharing things on the podcast. It feels
yeah,
like
me too.
Such a
I
more
feel the
raw,
same.
Real space. Yeah, and I remember when it happened, thinking to myself, one day I'm going to share this on a podcast about how this happened because everyone's like, "How did you get him potty trained? And what do you mean a gentle approach?"
Okay, so
and
what you're telling me
process.
Is that if
it's
Capri poops in the pool in Florida, she'll be potty trained.
What I'm telling you is that it's a process. Every kid is different. Observe your child. Observe their patterns. Observe the way they are and the way they learn. And try to adapt the potty training process to them.
Yeah, but I also do want to say, so this is something important too. Like, I feel like I used to be so nervous about the fact that just like, you know, potty training, sleep training, solids, whatever, every like milestone in like, whatever, like going to school for the first time. Like, it's like, I used to like, when I first had Capri, I was like so nervous about like every single thing. Like what if she, like sleep training and like getting her off the pacifier and like getting her off the bottle. And every single one of those things, like, so like the pacifier, for example, so like Carter had a pacifier, I think, the first day he left the hospital, and like he never used one again, right?
No, he had a pacifier, but I think Jordan and I, you know what? You know how we stopped the pacifier last year in Florida, like a year ago, not this year. We always
didn't have the pacifier last year.
He did. We didn't bring it. We forgot it. And he never asked for it again. 2021
to 2022, that child was not using a pacifier.
Well, I just remember that last year.
The year before.
We didn't.
No, we weren't. That was COVID. I don't know.
No, last year.
I don't remember. Okay. Well, all I remember is. Yeah, but last year we got rid of Capri's passy, and I feel like Capri had a passy way. Like Carter wasn't using a passy. What are you talking about?
Is that last year when we went to Florida, we were able to cut. I like specifically.
Are you thinking of the bottle?
I'm thinking of the bottle.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So Carter with the passy, I remember this because and see, this is good. I'm so happy you just said that. This is a perfect example of my point. Like you forget. Like you're like, wait, did Carter use a passy? Like was he using a passy? Like no. Like, that's what my point is. Like, we get so hyper-focused on these things that, like, in the long run, we figure out. So, for example, the pacifier with Capri. I had so much anxiety about how are we going to get rid of the pacifier. And same with the milk, like the milk bottle, mm-hmm. which I know that's what you were dealing with in Florida last year.
Yeah, and I just want to remember that. Last year before we went to, not this year, so a year ago when we went to Florida.
2021 and 2022.
He used to always do bottles of milk before bed. And yes. We just didn't bring it. And he didn't do it. And we came home and
it was fine.
Forgot,
right.
And so he never did it again. Right.
So us with the bottle, was the same. I'm pretty sure it was the same trip to Florida last year. They were both doing mm-hmm. bottles before bed. Yes. And then, they went to Florida and it was over. But with the pacifier, that was really hard for me because I was just like, I literally would just have anxiety about it. And literally it took, and I'm not saying this happens to everybody, even if it takes you a month to get rid of it, like you'll get rid of it. Like mm-hmm. what we did was we told Capri that the passy fairy was coming.
Right.
Because she's so sharp and smart that I was just like, dude, you are taking a pacifier away from a baby. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, there's like a quota of like pacifiers like in the world. And like, you're using one. And like this passy fairy is going to come and she's going to take it away because somebody else needs it. And then she was like, okay. So in every few days I'd be like, oh, she's coming. And then one day Brandon was like, maybe we'll give it like another week or two. I was like, no. And I just like took it out of her. Like I took it away from her. I was just like, the passy fairy's here. And I gave it, I took it away.
She never asked again.
So what I did was, is that we were actually at the cottage. What I did was, is I, Capri has a webinar. It's a stuffed animal that was attached to a passy. These are fabulous. I talk about them on Instagram mm-hmm. because she's still like now she goes, I want my passy. But it's just a little stuffed animal that she sleeps with, like this cute little elephant. So it's like, whatever. But since she still calls it the passy because it used to be attached to like the mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. But so what I did was I pulled the mouthpiece off it and I handed her back the stuffy and said, this part has to go to a baby. And she never asked for it again. That night she slept without it and we were shocked. But what we did notice was it was harder to get her down to sleep and we're still dealing with that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about sleep in a few.
Yeah, and then also the other thing was that she's obsessed with babies, like doll babies. Like it's her thing. She went to school yesterday. She brought her baby to school and she has like four of them and she brought one of them to school. And the teacher said the whole day she was like feeding her baby, sleeping with the baby, changing her baby. Like she's just
playing mommy.
She goes, I'm
so cute.
I said to her, where's the mommy? And she goes, I'm the mommy. Like she like generally thinks that like this is her baby. And it's hilarious. And she's like, Charlie, that's my baby. Charlie can't have a baby. So anyway, we ended up getting like a toy passy for the baby and we had to get rid of it because she was always putting it in her mouth. Like it wasn't even a passy. It was like a little plastic thing, but she would just like put it in her mouth and use it like a passy. And I was like, dude, we got rid of the passy like a year ago. Like, what are you doing? So I had to throw out that piece. And like now, like when we buy her dolls, they can't not come with pacifier attachments because she will take them and pretend that they're hers.
Wow.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting? Like, I think it's also like a good lesson, like for parents and stuff too. Like I used to stress so much about all this stuff and every kid in their own time, there's no right and wrong. Like, you know, Capri was talking well, like way before Carter. And
I'm
now,
so impressed with Carter's speech
potty
right now.
Trained.
Yeah, and exactly. And his speech is so good.
And his speech is good. And, you know, so it's like, it's different for every kid. And, you know, now I want to kind of segue into the next topic a little bit now that we've talked about the potty training and I gave the story about Carter. Well, I want to talk about the sleep a little bit. I think it would be important because I get a lot of questions about this too. I know you guys have seen on Instagram that, so we're at the point with Carter now, and I don't even talk about it that much because like I said, I'm not as comfortable talking about these things on Instagram, but Carter essentially sleeps on the floor or in our bed every single night. He goes down in his own room. We'll put him down.
So let me
wait,
this is what's interesting. Okay. We also have had a horrible like sleep situation with Capri, not the same as you, but like we had like a few weeks that kind of seemed like they were okay. And I said on Instagram, I'd share that they were okay, but like now they're bad again. This is why, like, I'm not like, I don't want to jinx it. And I feel like I even jinxed it by saying that things were good for like a week. But our issue is not, it's funny. We have the opposite issue. Our issue is not Capri. Like, sure, once every few weeks or maybe here and there, she'll wake up in the middle of the night, whatever. But that's not like a regular thing. Once she's down till 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's
the
not
problem,
the problem.
The problem is getting her down. It takes hours.
See, like, we also have a really, it's very difficult for us to get him down. We kind of have this new routine though. Like with my pregnancy, we'll literally get into bed between 7 and 8. Like that's how early I go to bed because I'm so done at that time. And he'll come into mommy's bed, mommy's bed, mommy's bed, mommy's bed. And we'll read some books in mommy's bed. Like me and Jordan will hang with him and we'll read some books. And then he'll resist, but we'll eventually
go to
his
bed.
It's
like, no,
but there's
it's
a lot
hours
of resistance.
Of negotiating.
There's
hours.
A lot, no, but there's a lot of resistance and mommy, please. And sometimes he's kicking and screaming and Jordan is like, no, you got to go into your bed.
I know. But so I think that like, that's like, Brandon is like, uses a gentler approach with Capri where it's like, yeah, she has to go into her bed. That's fine. He gets her into bed, but he will like, we struggle with this. Like I don't have the patience to lie in her bed with her for 3 hours at night. And sometimes she'll like, Brandon and I will take turns.
No, and even with me with the pregnancy and stuff, I don't either.
Right. And like Brandon and I will like take turns, but like really like I usually end up cleaning the kitchen and stuff. And like, he ends up usually like being the one to lay with her like longer at night. Cause I don't have the patience. And it's so frustrating because then she'll be like, we'll switch. Like she'll be like, I want to lie with mommy. And then I'll go upstairs and I'm laying there. And she's just like, I want raisins. I want to read a book. And it's like 8:30 at night. And it's like, Brandon's been trying to get her down for like an hour. Like, it's just like, it's, and I get so frustrated. Yeah, then he has to go back and then he gets her down. And then it's like 2.5-3 hours later. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, and with us, it's, listen, at least I'm not saying it's easy. I know it's really hard to get her down, but at least she'll stay down. He, every single night, it happens every night. There's no nights it doesn't happen.
But it's just like, it's like, look at it two ways. It's like, you know, Jackie and I always say this, like, that's why like moms, there shouldn't be any, like, my problems are like worse than your problems, or it's like, oh, she doesn't know. Cause like, this is so much harder. Like,
it's all hard.
It's all hard because it's like, okay, so me and Brandon, like, don't really get like weeknights. And if we want to like hang out on the weeknights or whatever, we have to like take turns and like hang out after obviously she's asleep, which is like later because it takes so long for her to go to bed. But then we get to sleep like 10 to 7. So like, you know, it's like,
yeah, see, that's not Jordan and I are
like, you're in the
up.
Opposite situation where like you get your nights. Like when I was over at your house, like I said before last week, when I was in for 24 hours for that event, Jackie went to bed, Jordan put Carter down. And then like 20 minutes, half an hour later, me and Jordan came downstairs and we played cards for like 2 hours. I was like, this is so much fun. Like, because like usually like my nights are me and Brandon putting Capri to bed. So I was like, oh my God, like this is great. So it's like,
there's,
you guys
well, I
get
think
the nights, but then like you don't get the full night's sleep. So
well,
like,
no, he it's every single night he'll come in. It's always like this. I'm passed out. He'll go, bah, bah. Like he always stands, and we have a low bed. So
he says,
like,
ma.
He's like in my face. Yeah, it's like really funny. Sometimes I laugh. I wake up laughing, and he like breathe on me. I'm like, whoa, like what's happening? He's like, I want to sleep in your bed. It's so cute. And sometimes I'll just be like, okay, I won't even wake up Jordan, and I'll just be like, get in the bed. And he'll get in the bed. Or sometimes if Jordan's up, we'll be like, no, like you have to go on
the
floor.
They think that like sleeping in the bed though is like literally we're giving them like a Disney World pass. Like she literally,
but I think he also
loves
needs
to sleep in our bed.
Like
when she
I
can.
Think that he like, and I'm like,
but how
her,
do
like,
you sleep with your, I can't. She like kicks, she
we have
kicks,
the dog,
she loses.
Me and my pregnancy absolutely pillow, not. Carter in the middle, Jordan on the side. Ugh. It's not the easiest. So that's why we usually will negotiate and he'll go right on the floor, right outside our room. There's a really soft cushiony carpet. He'll lie down with his blanket. Sometimes he won't even come and say, ma. Sometimes I'll just wake up to P and Carter sleeping on the floor in the middle of the hallway. So it really depends the night. Sometimes he'll wake me up. Sometimes he doesn't.
It's like, why don't they like their rooms? Night. Like, I don't get it.
Well,
like,
I think,
you
know
such
what?
A cute, like, I don't understand.
I think there's two reasons why this is happening. First reason is I think that for Carter specifically, I just think that he maybe senses there's a new baby coming and he's craving this closeness and connection with us, which I'm okay with. That's why sometimes I'll just let him in the bed and I'll tickle his back because I'm like, oh my God, this is so sweet and it's not going to last forever. But I also think that, and I actually worked with somebody, I'm sure you guys saw on Instagram, she was amazing. I tagged her Dunya. She's fantastic. I think that there, you know, there's some things in his room that maybe I could warm up a little bit. Like when we moved the bed from the wall to the side, his whole room opened
like feng shui.
I'm working on warming it up a little bit, bringing in some just warmer tones. It feels very sterile in his room with just the whites and the grays. And so little things like that I'm also doing to see if it shifts the energy in the room, that he's more comfortable in it. But as of now, I'm just not sure if that's not working or if I just haven't done enough to get him to enjoy it. But, you know, one of my favorite things, I don't know if you guys do this in the mornings, but we do this every morning and it is literally the highlight of my life. It's one of my favorite parts of my day. So basically what we'll do is Carter will we'll get up, he'll be in the hallway. And then me and Jordan and Carter and Kobe for like 15 minutes, we'll just all lie in bed together. It'll be like between 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning. Usually Carter comes
right. Of course,
right,
dude.
And it's the best time of my life.
You, I feel like to you, that's like morning cuddles where it's like, okay, like this is like an activity where like, to me, it's just like Capri comes in my bed and like, I'm still asleep.
But I'm not usually asleep. Yeah, but we'll, you know,
like
and then
most people
we'll laugh.
People,
and the other day,
not most people, but like when I get woken up by Capri, let's say it's like usually she wakes up between like 6:30 and 7. It's like this morning she's up at 6:45. She comes into bed and like we're just all sleeping because we're tired.
No, right. But he won't go to sleep. He'll prop himself up.
No,
and
she won't either. She plays, but like,
yeah,
on
he'll
the,
play
like, and they're like half asleep.
And it's really cute. Sometimes he'll like start kissing Jordan on the cheek, like, wake up, dad, wake up, dad, wake up, dad.
You just
it's
wake like, up. Really, I don't understand, Jackie. Like, your eyes peel open and you're just like, okay, ready for the day?
No, I'm usually,
because like that's not
multiple times
all.
Over the night. Before I got pregnant, I was having that because I had my stomach issues. Now it's just like pregnancy, a kick, a jab.
Yeah, but I wake up middle throughout the night too, but I still at 7 a.m. when she wakes me up, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired, but I push myself because I know if I get up and I walk the dog or I get up and I do the meditation, I know in 15, 20 minutes, I'll feel better. So I just push through that difficulty to get there and then I'm good to go. Because it's hard getting out of bed. This morning, I was so tired. It was so annoying. I was up all night last night with really bad heartburn. Like, hopefully this means that she's going to have a lot of hair because the heartburn I have at night is horrific. And finally, the heartburn goes away and it's like 5:45 and literally I have like half an
hour
and I'm drifting back to sleep and Carter's like, mom, and I'm like, oh my God.
So
and on one end, I could be like, oh my God, this is horrible, whatever. But on the other end, I also really enjoy my mornings with him. So I lean into the positive stuff. I try to not focus.
For sure. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I love, like, being a mom is like the best. I'm literally in love with Capri. Like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, I can't, but like, to me, she feels like she's been in my life, like, since forever, because I just feel like she's like a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest that the most difficult thing that I felt dealt with and faced in having a kid, and it was what I worried about even like before, was like sleep. And like, obviously my sleep is totally different now. Like, me and Ren used to be able to sleep in on the weekends, or like we'd have like later nights. And it's like every morning now I'm up at like 7:30, 8 a.m.
No, this is
like,
why
even
I go to
other
bed
people,
and, like,
but even to other people that seems late. Like, I know people are up at 5:45.
Yeah.
But dude, but even when I'm in bed, like last night I fell asleep at 10 and I was up at 6:45 this morning and I was exhausted. Like, I don't like, you know what it is? It's not that sleep, because like, I'm very lucky. Capri was a good baby in terms of sleep. Like, my night nurse, like we had a night nurse, she helped us with like sleep training her. The issue for me is that it's not so much like that, like Capri, like it doesn't let me sleep. It's that I don't like this little 3-year-old like ruling and running my sleep schedule. That's what I struggle with.
I understand.
It's like, she's in charge. So it's like, if she's up, I have to get up. Like, she's in charge of my, at least before, like, I used to coordinate like my workouts or certain things and plan certain things, but now it's like Capri is the ruler of my sleep. So that is something that I really have a hard time with.
I understand. I don't know. It's hard. It's, I don't think it's ever going to be perfect. I just think I've gone to the point where I've accepted the fact that I'm just going to be tired. Also, you don't drink coffee. So that's the thing. I wake up and I'm like excited. Yeah. I used to be for the matcha, but now I'm like starving versions to matcha. I don't know if I'm ever going to drink matcha again, which is crazy because it makes me nauseous, the thought of it. And now I'm really enjoying, like, I wake up excited to make a coffee. Like, I'm like, ooh, coffee's coming. So like, that also really helps me get out of bed too. Like, you know what I mean? Having something in the morning that you're like so excited for. And it's totally true. The coffee, I will literally some mornings get up, put my headphones in, take like, get ready to take Kobe for a walk, have like a half of my coffee before I leave. And I'm on the coffee and I'm like, what? Like, I'm on the walk and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
right.
I feel great. Then I come home and I finish my coffee and like, boom, I'm ready to go. I walked Kobe, meditated on the walk, and I had a coffee. Like, let's go. You know, like, habit.
Honestly, no, for me, like, I don't drink coffee because it makes me anxious. I've tried every time I drink coffee, I have a panic attack.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to me when I'm not pregnant anymore, because I used to feel that way. But when I'm pregnant, for some reason, I can handle coffee better.
I don't
which
know.
Is so
but,
strange.
But for me, it's replacing. It's, for me, it's like replacing the, like, it's not like I've it's like a green juice or whatever. But to me, it's like an activity every single morning. So
yeah,
it's
whether
like
you go to the
my
gym.
My favorite thing to do. Yes. That's something like, that's what I need to, like, I feel like since it's been cold, like usually I always do something physical in the morning, and lately instead of doing something physical, like I take like a 20-minute bath and read a chapter or a few chapters of my book, like, which is great. But I think that I'm missing out on that part. Like, I think that, like, I think I need that. Like, Jack and I were talking about it this morning, like before we podcasted, like, I just found out about like a situation in my area that's like this really amazing fitness situation that I'm so excited about because I think I want to commit to like obviously I Peloton on a regular basis, but I want to have a commitment every morning that like does involve movement because I feel like that actually does wake me up. And it's like I wake up every morning so excited, like you're going to laugh. I wake up excited to like, you know, see Capri, get her breakfast, get it, like whatever, take her to school or Brandon, we take turns. And then the first thing I always do is take a 20-minute bath and I read a few chapters of my book. And I literally wake up in the morning, like, I'm so excited to read. So like, I get the same feeling as like, I'm so excited to have a coffee, but I feel like then I take a bath and I read and like, see, maybe it's not the most like hyperactive, like it's not the most energetic activity.
I take a bath and I read
at night to like
down.
Right. So, but I love reading. So it's like, I love the books that I read. Like Jackie's reading a book, the Kat Marnell book. You don't understand.
Amazing.
It's amazing. I woke up in the mornings, like, I just need, like, I just wanted to read. So I feel
but
like
that's
now
different,
I'm in this,
but
like,
it's different. Waking up and reading like a self-help book is very different than waking up and reading like a story.
I actually don't agree at all with that. I think that any type of like waking up and doing anything for mental health that kind of like gets you out of your head into like, whether reading a book that like I'm reading, like the Kat Marnell book was so inspiring to me. Like she's total like psycho in the
book.
But if I
started
reading drug
problem first thing in the morning, I would just want to read it all day. And I wouldn't really be able to focus back. Like it's like,
yeah.
It's like it distracts
that, fine,
you.
That's true. That I understand.
Well, where like
okay,
if you read a
like
self-help
like,
book,
I understand what you mean. It's like
it
not
sets
a plot.
You up for the day.
Right, it's like not a plot.
Yeah.
It's like not
like
a story.
When I wake up in the morning, like I'll read, like the other day I woke up and I read 10 minutes of the book, The Mountain Is You. And it just so happened to be about like something about being a perfectionist and making sure to put out work, not when it's perfect, just put it out and you'll perfect it as you go. And it was like the perfect thing I needed to read that morning to get me to get my work done. Where sometimes I feel like maybe if I got up and I read like a few chapters of Kat's book and it was like all this juicy stuff about her doing this or that, I would just want to read and like distract myself all day. And
this is literally an ad for this book.
Wouldn't be
saying.
Focused.
It's not,
I but I actually think it's really good that we're talking about
we
this.
Should like probably say what the book is though. So just so you guys know, there's this like book that I'm obsessed with. It's not a self-help book. It's very like
not even
trashy,
close.
Not even close, but it's just like a total page runner insane. It's called How to Murder Your Life by Kat Marnell.
It's
loved
so
it.
So good.
It's just addicting.
Yeah, but I think it's cool that we're talking about this because like that this topic made it in because I do think a lot about morning routines. And before I had a child, I was like, you need a 16-step morning routine. And first you have to wake up and then you have to do this and then that and then the podcast.
I think it's
this.
About like figuring out what works in your mornings. Like for me, coffee is not working. But right now, like in the summer, waking up, I used to wake up and read outside for like 10 minutes. That was wonderful. But now because it's cold and I'm reading in the bath, it's like not...
It's just
not
doing anything you
much.
Have to do. I don't think it even matters what it is to shift and to get yourself to where you need to be to like embody the energy you want to for the day and act like your highest best self. And whatever you need to do in the morning, if for you, it's reading a trashy novel for 15 minutes, whatever it may be for me, it's a walk or this or that. No one is the same.
Well, podcast too, walking, no, walking 100%. And then like walking is number one. It's just been
why
so
is it that you just always feel so much better after you go for a walk?
Always.
Always.
Literally, I believe that like when it comes to like synchronicities.
I love going for walks.
Yes, but I believe that like where like you live, like where I live, like the actual locations of our homes, like you have to happen to be like right near like that park with all like whatever. And I
we
were looking for our houses, like we ended up buying a house that's directly across the street from like a 2-minute walk across, like across the street, but it's a 2-hour trail. The whole thing takes 2 hours. It's insanely beautiful. Like I've seen ducks, chickadees, like
that's
the
amazing.
Craziest and most amazing walk. And it's just and I love it. And I do it like in the summer obviously a lot more. So I understand what you're saying with the walk.
So pretty much this whole podcast, I'm really glad we decided to do this, Leanna. I just wanted to keep it casual because
I feel like there's honestly, sorry to interrupt you, same, but I feel like there's even more topics. Maybe that's another podcast. Like we'll see like if people love like this podcast and you guys can tell us more topics that you want us to talk about. I feel like I learned, like Jackie and I talk on a regular basis, but I feel like you didn't even know that like Carter walked in when I was like showering.
No,
like
right.
I feel like there's things that I learned today. Like it's fun for us to do these because it's like, oh, I didn't know that about your journey. So it's fun.
I know.
Like,
and I like when
these,
we
like
record
motherhood chats.
Yes.
Because like we get to catch up
about what's going on with the kids. And no, for sure. That's so funny about Carter walking in. And even the story about the potty training, I was like, so
I think we should do
that.
Our next podcast and we can ask on Instagram. Jackie and I are going to Florida. Let's try to get this out like while we're in Florida or right before, because I think we should do a podcast when we get home. So let me just say that this is what's happening. I don't know how I agreed to do this, but Jackie
mean,
and I,
I'm how you agreed. I'm taking you to
Florida. Jackie. So yeah, I was like, I don't want to go to Florida. We just bought a house. Like we went to Florida like last year. Like obviously like the times it's expensive. Like just like a lot. And so I was like, I can't, I don't think I want to go back to Florida. Like we just, like I said, we just bought the house. There's a few things I want to do in the house. So Jack was like, you know what? Why don't I treat? And why don't you come to Florida? You and
Well, Capri. Pretty much I booked a room and I was like, we're going.
Yeah, and you take care of your flights.
So you can come if you want to come.
So she
or
was
not.
Like, but you book your flights booked. And I'll take care of the room. So I was like, okay, like that's more reasonable. Like, fine. So I booked me and Capri to come. And you're obviously treating for the room. We're staying in like a condo together. The four of us, me, Jackie, Carter, and Capri.
No husbands.
And no husbands. And I'm excited, but I'm nervous. I mean, I'm so excited to have this time with Capri. She's so excited. She keeps talking about mommy and Capri's trip to Florida alone. But like, obviously my mom is going to be there. My dad's coming later in the week, but like they're busy. My mom has like a friend staying with her. So like, you know, I don't want to have to like rely on her, and it's not fair to like put that on her. Like we kind of just said, hey, we're coming back to Florida.
Yeah.
We can't just expect her to like drop all of her plans and like,
yeah, she has a friend staying with her.
Right. So I'm excited, but I'm curious to see how this trip is going to go. And I think we should do a podcast on it after, because I think it's going to be interesting. This is the first time that I'm going to be, I've traveled with Capri alone before, but then like Brandon will meet us, or like I'm flying to Montreal. This is the first time that I'm going to be taking Capri somewhere for like 10 days by myself with like no help from Brandon.
No, and I'm going to be traveling alone with Carter pregnant.
Right. I think that we should, you know, honestly, I think we should
it's
do a podcast
make us
after
appreciate,
and talk about it.
I definitely think we should.
I think there's going to be some crazy story, like not crazy, but I think there's going to be some funny things happen on this trip.
I think it's going to make us appreciate the guys a lot. And, you know, like, cause me and
that's what Brandon said. He's like, you're gonna love me so much.
I wouldn't be able to do any of this without Jordan, but I'm really looking forward to going with you guys. I'm looking forward to spending time like just with you and Capri. And I'm thankful that we're able to go and just get out of the snow for like a week. So we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do an update on how the trip goes. And really,
but I'm not, yeah, listen, I'm no way, I'm so grateful. Am I trying to say, I probably should say that so that like nobody on Instagram like comes at me. Like, I'm not trying to say anything about not being grateful. I'm so excited to go. It's really
no,
just
but
like
it's
I
gonna
am nervous.
It's going to be interesting without the guys. Like,
last night when she wouldn't go to sleep, I was like sitting there like, oh my God, I'm so nervous about Florida. Because
yeah,
what
for
is
sure.
It going to be like in Florida?
But it's going to be okay because we're going to do it together. We're going to have
for
kids
sure. And I feel like Capri, a part of me is like, if she sees Carter, like, I'm like last night I was like, Carter's asleep right now. Like,
and maybe she'll see that he uses the toilet. Like, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
but that won't, no, that's not going to do anything. She sees every kid use the toilet at school and the kid still shits in her pants.
I think the main...
It's like her teeth. Remember how her teeth came in late? Like, this is just, she's just going to just...
I think the main, like, message really behind this podcast and what I want to actually call this
You
podcast,
do you!
I know, I want to call it imperfect parenting because there's really no perfect way to parent. There's no perfect timelines. And
we should make this a series.
Imperfect parenting. Sure. So this will be our
where we talk about this. Very
go on the fly
series.
Like, yeah, it's like we'll figure it out as we go. I love talking about these different topics with you. So we'll definitely do this again. And you know, there's no, I don't think any perfect parent out there. As long as you love your child and you're doing the best you can, you got to laugh at the journey and everything.
And I also want to say, last thing I want to say is I feel like there are moms out there who will be like even like friends of mine will do this to me or like to other people. It's like, oh, like you need to do this, you need to do that, like. I used to be like, oh my God, I have to listen to what everybody says. And now it's like something I learned about motherhood, which has been like a really nice part of the journey, has been like trusting your own intuition and your gut. So it's like somebody could say no, like, or like you could be like right now, like, no, Liana, like this is exactly what you have to do with Carter. When I'm like, my intuition is telling me that that she's just going to like one day decide to do it. And if that doesn't happen soon, I'll go into like a rigid 3-day, like we were talking about like the 3-day thing with potty training before the 3-day, whatever. But right now, maybe what works for X, Y, and Z, I'm glad that that worked for you. But right now I feel like for my daughter, and I know how smart she is, that one day she's just going to get it.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We just have to remember that, like, take advice from your friends and from your parents and from your mother-in-laws and from your aunts, from whoever, take it all with a grain of salt. And 100%. Don't look too much into it.
Yeah. And just follow your gut because you know best. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Liana, I love this chat with you. I love you very much. And we'll speak to you soon, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.